This is tape 650720, track 1, a continuation from a previous tape. How would you say about someone if they have a thin waist, if they're slim? Thin-waisted.
Sie put erne.
Huh?
Sie put erne.
Yeah, well, that's all right.
Mm-hmm. What does that mean? Just thin-waisted?
Thin-waisted, yes.
Okay. What is the word for waist?
Sleepuemo.
Again?
Sleepuemo.
More than one?
Sleepuene.
You have a rake. The garden tool, you know, for gathering the grass. How would you say rake? Grass gatherer or whatever.
Sleptayamo.
That's a very good idea.
You get yourself a tape and
this is just a trial to see if it records on the other track.
Rake grass. Raking grass.
Raking grass. What is the word for tumbleweed?
You have something like Sleet-ea-pool.
That's about the closest.
What is it?
Sleet-ea-pool.
Does that mean a weed or something
dry
like that?
Dry weed, yeah.
Dry weed, yeah.
Mm-hmm. How would you say it's warm, say if you're talking about food? It's warm.
Australia.
Huh?
Australia.
What does that mean?
Australia.
What does that mean?
It's warm.
It's warm. How would you say about a person, say I'm warm?
Dasu.
How would you say it's warm, meaning in the house?
No, say it at home.
It's warm in the house. Alright. How would you say it's warm outdoors?
No, say it at home.
What does
outside.
That mean? Outside.
If you're talking about the summer weather, you say Nasalia.
Nasalia.
And if you're talking about a person, for instance, who has a fever, would you say the same about him?
Tulelia.
Meaning?
His body is
body
hot.
Hot, yeah.
Body is hot.
Mm-hmm. How would you say it's hot for the stove or fire?
Same thing, I guess, isn't it? Nashelia.
Nashelia, yeah.
Can you say, if you want to say it's very hot, what do you say?
Not here I, not Lelia.
Not her?
Not here I, not Lelia.
What does that mean?
It's very hot.
What is that first part?
That's it? Just something that means very much or something like
mm-hmm.
that.
What does the first part mean before the not Lelia?
No. Right here.
Okay. How would you say heat, just the heat itself?
Selene.
Huh?
Selene.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Can you say warmth, just instead of heat, can you say warmth?
Nalu.
Huh?
Nalu.
Meaning it's warm. Okay. Supposing you're perspiring, it's so hot that it's, your clothes get wet from perspiration. How can you say, I'm perspiring or I'm sweating?
Tasel piuhu.
Huh?
Tasel piuhu.
What does that mean?
I'm sweating.
Alright. Can you just say sweat?
Tasel piuhu.
Huh?
Tasel piuhu.
It means I'm sweating. How would you say the sweat if you said
yeah, just this.
He's got sweat on his brow.
Selb ein.
Huh?
Selb ein.
What is that?
That's the water.
Mm-hmm.
The hot water.
Hot water. Supposing someone is swearing at somebody else, can you, calling names or something, do you have a word for swearing itself? Calling names and saying bad words, we usually consider bad words? Huh? What does that mean?
I'm scolding him.
Scolding.
Mm-hmm. Is there any word like, Leme, call names or cussing at people?
Fisiame.
Huh?
Fisiame.
That's
calling names. Fisiame.
Fisiame.
Can we close that door?
What is the word for grass again?
Sheen.
And do you have another word for hay? You use the same word.
Yeah, that's all, I guess.
Okay. Can you say, supposing you want to talk just about one blade of grass, can you say, and like...
With
what is that?
One grass.
Hmm?
One piece of grass.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a word for a rag?
Polasin.
Huh?
Polasin.
What does that mean?
Rag.
Just rag. Can you say more than one?
Polasin.
A word for a carrot? Or a turnip or a beet.
Is it something like lepine?
Lepine.
What is that?
It's a root of.
It's a root of something, isn't it?
Yeah.
Some kind of root.
Weed. Root of a weed.
Yeah. Well, would you call a carrot by some such name as that? Pine, but saying it's a yellow one or something like that.
Peach or lemon.
Peach
or lemon.
That means a yellow root.
Yellow root.
Uh-huh. How would you call a beet? Would you call that a red root?
A red, yes.
How do you say that?
Pie.
Uh-huh. Would you say it again?
Hi, Pimo.
How about a turnip?
Yeah, raisin.
Wheat, what is the word for wheat?
Seitan.
Again?
Seitan.
I'm sorry, let me hear that again.
Seitan.
And more than one?
Seitan.
Alright. How about wheat bread?
Seitan akon.
Again?
Set up a corn.
More than one?
Set up a corn.
What part of that means bread?
A corn.
What is the word for straw?
Satan.
Huh?
Satan. Because the Spanish word pahane.
Do you ever say, Slate down one or something like that for straw?
Slate down is wheat.
Wheat
seed.
Wheat seed. I see.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a term for a mother's mother, your grandmother, that is your mother's mother?
That would be something like Sletone.
Sletone.
Would you say that again, please?
Sletone.
And that means your grandmother?
Grandmother.
Grandmother. And a whole lot of them, how would you say that?
Cierto en...
Again, one grandmother?
Cierto en...
Again?
Cierto en...
And more than one?
Cierto en...
Okay. Would you use that for... Do you use that term? Is it still... Do people still
use
it?
Yes, still
use it. Do they use it to people who are not really their mothers, but just to old women?
Just to old women.
You can say that to
yeah,
an old
if
lady.
You want to respect them.
Yeah.
How about the father's mother?
Do you say the same thing? Any grandmother, the same thing?
Any.
Well, do you have a word like Yeslone?
Yes, yes.
What does that mean?
Cousin, like.
Oh, that's a cousin.
Yes, Kesha, it used to be around here, all kinds of, but we don't know.
Yeah, it used to have all kinds of relatives.
Kesha.
What was that?
Oso. Oso.
Yeah, Oso.
Yes.
We've got a list of some names for different kinds of relatives. We go through that separately as a separate list.
Okay. How would you say with his grandmother?
Aceto Hill.
Huh?
Aceto Hill.
How would you say to, say, like, go down from above? I went down, like, if you're going down to your daughter's house, I went down.
Tasu.
Huh?
Tasu. Tasu. Or tasu.
What's the difference?
I am going down.
Yeah.
If you say something like he went down to the bottom.
He went to not hachen.
How?
He went to not hachen.
The last part of it means on the bottom.
The bottom.
And if you're going in a downward direction, towards down, like down, down towards it, do you say something like, well, you can say, can you say, nata on the bottom?
Nata, it's just on the bottom.
That's on the bottom, nata. Would you say that?
Nata. Uh-huh.
Now, is there something like, na achan, which means
clear.
Towards the bottom?
Clear the bottom.
Clear to the bottom. Will you say that one?
Oh, not hachen.
How?
Not hachen.
Oh. I think that's how you got it.
Mm-hmm. Alright. How would you say, I will come downstairs?
Not a saluchi. Not hachen.
Huh?
Yeah.
All right. What is the dress, like a woman's dress, just dress?
Bone.
Huh?
Bone.
Oh, that's different.
Do you have any word, like for a shirt or something like that, which is chonene?
Chonene.
What is that?
Chonene, shirt.
Oh, chonene. Chonene, shirt. That means a shirt. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. That's different. This is a compound woman's shirt.
Mm-hmm. All right. We have this one. The word for a woman.
Siwene.
Mm-hmm. More than one.
Siwene.
One woman.
Siwene.
More than one.
Siwene.
All right.
How do you say, for instance? I saw the woman.
Tishiumuna.
How?
Tishiumuna.
Alright.
Okay. Can you say being like a woman, womanly, woman being like?
Pishiuhuenhu.
Can you say something like, like a woman?
Siuhuita.
Say it again.
Tlihuita.
What is that?
Like a woman.
Like a woman, yeah. All right, that's the tlihuita.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Can you say a little old woman?
Tlihuitlachaka on.
How's that? Again?
Tlihuitlachaka on.
This is just a minute.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
When you're talking of the taste of something, food, and you want to say it's hot, like chili or some pepper or something like that, what do you say?
What do you mean, more?
When something is when you're talking of food, you know, and it's peppery, when we say it's hot food, like Mexican food is supposed to be hot, what do you say?
Nasi.
Huh?
Nasi.
Oh, yeah.
Can you say just hot taste, something which is a hot tasting, the word itself for hot?
Say something like tline.
Nasi, that's about it.
Nasi, you say.
Nasi.
Nasi. Now, do you also use this when you mean something is bitter? Like when it tastes bitter?
Bitter means ianya.
How?
No, ianya. Bitter.
Bitter.
Mm-hmm. Now, how do you say I am chewing? Like if you're going, you're eating, I am chewing.
Tikalhu.
I'm eating. Is there any word like shiwe to chew or digest?
Shiwe, but that's chewing.
How do you say that?
Shiwe. I'm biting it.
Biting.
Oh, I see. How would you say I chewed?
Shiwe.
Huh?
Shiwe.
That means I am chewing, isn't it?
I am chewing.
How would you say I chew? Does it say if you did it yesterday?
Tlingwe. Tlingwe.
I chewed it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What is the word for onion?
Tlingwen.
More than one?
Tlingwen. Tlingwen is for one.
Again, one onion?
Tlingwen.
More than one?
Tlingwen.
Okay. Okay. What is the word for wood?
Tlan.
Again?
Tlan.
More than one?
Tlan.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you have names for trees, do they usually include wood? Say, how would you say oak, for example?
Kuehlaim. Mm-hmm.
More than one oak tree?
Kuehlaim.
How about a birch tree?
At Awsam.
More than one?
At Awsain.
Okay. How about an elm tree?
Oh, Hatch Elm?
Mm-hmm.
That one, I don't know.
You don't know. Alright, how about, for say like a rose bush, how would you say a rose bush?
Hokalem.
That's different. Okay. What is the word for a branch from a tree?
Ochoemo.
Huh?
Ochoemo.
How did you say that again?
Ochoemo.
Can you say sla ochoemo?
You could put that wood.
Tree branch.
Tree branch.
I see.
Mm-hmm. All right. How about the word for door?
Gun emma.
Huh?
Gun emma.
More than one?
Gun emma.
What does that mean?
Doors.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We had this boat or a lock before.
Yes.
So that's, do you have a word that would be like the frame for the door?
Ahuyimu.
Huh?
Ahuyimu.
What does that mean?
Frame.
Alright. How would you say he sat down?
Masake.
Okay. How do you say I am sitting?
Ta'e.
That's to be sitting and to sit are two different things. Mm. How do you say I'm sitting?
Ta'e.
How do you say he's sitting?
Ewen e.
How do you say to you? You're talking to her. You say you're sitting.
E-a-e.
We are sitting, all of us.
E-e.
But suppose I'm just talking about us two.
Man e.
You two.
Man.
Can you say something like kan? Kan e. We two. We two.
Kan
suppose
e.
you and she. Yeah. How would you say that?
Kan e.
All right. And then. And then for to sit down, you say, I sat down.
Tasayo.
And that's I'm sitting down now. All right.
Ta.
And I sat down.
Tasai.
Tasai. And then. He sat down.
Masai.
And all of us, we sat down.
Ke Masai.
And they, we're talking about somebody else, they sat down.
Im Masai.
And you're talking to us too, and you say you sat down. You too sat down.
Echen Asai. Echen Asai.
Can you say something like Masai?
Masai.
Masai.
Do you have a word that you can use for a candle?
Hiabhe nema.
How does that?
Hiabhe nema.
What does that mean?
Light sticks.
Light sticks.
Now,
the stuff that comes out of trees, the pitch, you know, or gum out of trees, what do you call that?
Atele'ine.
How?
Atele'ine.
What is that?
Now, do you have any word like tlakwene or something like that?
La tlakwene is pitchy wood.
Say it again?
Tlakwene.
That's pitch.
Pitch wood.
Pitch wood, I see. Alright, you get a different combination.
Mm-hmm. Here it is.
And do you have some kind of wood that you call tlakwalene or something like that?
Tlakwalene is hard wood.
Hard wood. Can you say of one piece of it?
Tlakwalemo.
What would that be?
What kind of wood do you use that for?
Oh, for houses.
Yeah, now is that a special kind of wood? Is this a special tree? No, this just means hard wood.
Just hard.
I see.
Mm-hmm. How would you say he is dirty?
Not here, I see.
Is there some word for dirty like sasia?
Yes, sasia, yes.
What does that mean?
Dirty.
Dirty. Sasia. You say of a person, you can say that?
Yeah.
Could you say that about a child, for instance? If his face is dirty, would you say?
Sasia.
Sasia. Do they ever use this for fun in a name? Could you call somebody Dirty Face or something like that?
Tsukhine.
Oh, you use the other word.
Yeah.
How would you say, I'm scared?
I'm the same, yeah.
Huh?
Does that also mean something like I'm surprised or something like that?
Yes.
Would you say it again, please?
How would you say he's scared?
How would you say when you do something that makes somebody else scared, if you say I scared him?
Can you say square? Something is square.
Choho.
Huh?
Choho.
What does that mean?
Where? Where?
Oh, no, where? Not where.
Square. You know, you say this is square. See, like, what do you say? How do you say?
Oh,
that?
Square.
Four even sides. You know, square.
I don't know that.
No, that's.
You wouldn't say it's like a box or anything, would you?
No.
All right. How would you say a trunk or a wooden box?
Samolo, sasamolomo.
Huh?
Sasamolomo.
What does that mean?
Wooden box.
Wooden box. Okay. And just a box?
Samolomo.
Again?
Samolomo.
More than one?
Samolomo.
Okay. First part of it means wood. Wood jar. Mm-hmm. The word for mouth?
Mouth.
Tlamo'im.
Again?
Tlamo'im.
More than one?
Tlamo'im.
How would you say in the mouth?
Tlamo'ai.
Again?
Tlamo'ai.
Okay. What is the word for a drawer, say like the drawer in one of your chests here?
Drawer, I don't know that.
Well, that just means a pull-out box.
Okay. Big. How would you say, big box, for example.
Samola sosemo.
Sosemo.
Samola sosemo.
Box big.
Big box.
Uh-huh. Sosemo. Now, can you put this on? Can you say, for instance, a big house? How would you say that?
To sosen.
Uh-huh.
Or to san.
What would you say for, say, like the woods or the forest trees?
Na-ki-au.
That means out in the
out there.
Out there. But would you use this word, sla-ne? Can you say the trees, the woods, or something like that? There are trees there.
Yeah.
Among the trees.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What is the word for a wood?
Slam.
More than one?
Slane.
Does that also mean stick?
Totem.
What is stick?
Totem.
More than one?
Totem.
That just means what?
Stick. Mm-hmm.
Okay. How would you say, oh, never mind. Would you say the word for wood? And the word for mouth?
For what?
For mouth?
Lamo.
Okay. Can you say shave? I am shaving.
I am shaving.
Shaving. No.
Shaving. Tachivu.
Huh?
Tachivu.
What does that mean?
They don't shave.
But you have it.
Yeah, I know, but Indians don't shave.
Yeah, I know, but you have it down here.
Well,
they can say
cut the hair or something like that.
But a modern one, they shave every day. No?
Hmm?
The modern one.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
A young generation.
They don't have to shave. Indians don't have to shave.
This just means cut the hair.
What does that mean?
These are compounds of details.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a word for a beard?
Sabhan.
More than one?
Sabhan.
What does that mean?
Hairy.
Hair on the mouth.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And the same thing for a mustache, too, I suppose. Huh? Okay, they wouldn't have these. What is the word for saliva? You know, the water in the mouth.
Sab-an.
Huh?
Sab-an.
Okay. Means mouth water?
Sab-an.
Mm-hmm. And a bridge across the river?
Sab-an-wa-im.
Again?
Sab-an-wa-im.
More than one?
Sab awa en.
Mm-hmm. Word for a boat? You should say canoe.
They don't have any boats.
What house?
A canoe.
Mm-hmm.
Is it something like a saturne? Saturne, would you ever say that for a boat?
No.
Oh.
No, they wouldn't say it. Do you have word that you can use for axle grease? Like wagon pitch or something?
What house that?
When you're... You know, when you have a wagon, like we go out with one of these wagons to gather hay or something like that, what would you call that grease that you put on the axles?
Slatokwen.
Mm-hmm.
How?
Slatokwen.
Mm-hmm. What is the word for a wagon?
Slaton.
Again?
Slaton.
More than one?
Slaton.
Is this the same word you use for a car?
Ahuilaton.
What is it?
Cars. Ahuilaton.
Steam wagon.
Steam wagon.
Mm-hmm. Water.
What is the car again?
Ahuilaton.
What does that mean? What kind of wagon?
Spring.
Spring.
Spring wagon.
Yeah. The other word.
Mm-hmm. How would you say with wagons?
Latopa.
Mm-hmm. That kind of... what is the word for a cross, like in church, you know, the cross that they use in church?
Sa-o-qui-lom.
Again?
Sa-o-qui-lom.
Mm-hmm. What does that mean?
Cross board.
Mm-hmm. Now how would you say crosswise? You know, across something, crosswise.
La oquiloque, la oquiloque.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm, we have this. How would you say I put it crosswise?
Quilope cuian.
Would you say that again, please?
Quilope cuian.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Alright, what is the word for chief?
A chief or leader, you know, like one of your officers.
Top in.
Yeah, now can you say Sawiane?
Sawiane is governor.
Governor. How would you say that again, please?
Sawiane.
More than one?
Sawayani.
Again?
Sawayani.
That means one? No, let's try it again. One?
Sawayani.
More than one?
Sawayani.
That means just the governor. Could you use that for someone else? And then who's an officer in the Pueblo?
Tapon.
What is that?
It's governor. Mm-hmm. One.
Mm-hmm. Now anybody, can you say about the war captain that he is Sawayane?
Yes.
You can say that. He's
that's
an officer.
That's officer.
Yeah, he's an officer. Officer. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How would you say he's making a speech?
Maton he meho.
Hmm?
Maton he meho.
Do you say something like, Masawiya? Do you ever say that?
Masawiya am hu. That's on top, hollering.
Oh, that means when the officer is up, he's making like an officer, Do they ever do that anymore?
Yeah, just do it, Lord.
Where do they go when they want
on top of our, any roofing,
any
wherever
roof,
they wish.
I see.
They go on top of the roof, and then what do people come out of the houses then?
To listen.
To listen.
Yes. What's going on?
Mm-hmm.
Make himself an officer, a leader, that's what that says.
Mm-hmm. When the governor takes office, does he get any kind of a stick or a cane to indicate he's in office, he's now the governor?
Yeah, they got the cane.
They have a cane.
Yeah,
what do they call it?
Tlawe to'ene.
Again?
Tlawe to'ene.
More than one would be?
Tlawe to'ene. Tlawe to'emo is one.
Again, one? One?
Tlawe to'emo.
Okay. They still have it, huh?
Yeah, they still have.
How would you say, can you say smelling, just the word?
Tasamneho.
Huh?
Tasamneho.
Means I am smelling.
Yeah.
How would you say it smells?
Sao. Not here I sao.
Huh?
Not here I sao.
Flower is the smell part. What is the first part of it? What does it mean, in the first part?
Smell. Very smell.
Oh, it smells very much.
Yeah.
Huh? Okay. How would you say I'm smelling it?
Tasavneho.
Huh? Again?
Tisausikehu.
Mm-hmm. That's the one. What's this?
Okay.
Okay. Can you have, when you say smell, does that mean just an odor or any kind of odor, good or bad?
Yes, any kind of odor.
Can you say smell, something that smells pleasantly, a smell, has a nice smell? What would you call a nice smell?
Kowennaslau.
Huh?
Kowennaslau.
What does that mean?
Smell nice.
Smell nice. Mm-hmm. Okay. What is the word for an old person?
Sholin.
Huh?
Sholin.
Mm-hmm. And more than one?
Sholin.
How would you say he's very old?
Not here, I saw Sholin.
Huh?
Not here, I saw Sawayani.
That's different.
Is there a word, something like, Sawayani, an old person?
Sawayani, yes.
Sawayani?
Sawayani.
That means an old person.
Older person.
Uh-huh.
Older person.
Older person.
Yeah.
Well, more than one of them? More than one?
Sawayani.
Okay. How would you say he grew up?
He went old one.
Huh?
He went old one.
That's different.
Is there something like with this word sawene, meaning he grew old, like, or he's getting old?
No, he's just older. That's all.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, do you can you say a thick lipped person, someone who has big lips?
Ask them. Big lips?
Mm-hmm.
No, that's just
Right, what is the word for lip?
Something like Sachayene.
More than one?
Sachayene.
All right. How about the bark of a tree?
I can think about the bark of a tree.
The bark of a tree, would that be something like Sachayene?
Sachayene is bark. So
it is bark. Now, would you say that again?
Sachayene.
And how do you say the lip?
Sachayene.
All right. Now let's.
Sachayene.
Are they different? They're not the same,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, they're different.
All right.
Let's say it again. The word for lip is.
Sachayene.
Again.
Sachayene. Sachayene.
Sachayene. All right, and what's the word for the bark of a tree?
Sachayene. Sachayene.
Sachayene. There's a nasalization.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's just say, let's try that again. One lip.
Sachayene.
One bark.
Sachayene.
And more than one lip.
Sachayene.
And more than one bark.
Sachayene.
You can hear the nasalization.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Can you say this? I saw the lip.
The lips, use the plural.
Bisachaimona.
Say it again?
Bisachaimona.
Alright, now say I saw the bark.
Bisachaimona.
How?
Bisachaimona.
What is the word for a chair?
Aquilemo.
That's different.
Is there some word like slajone? Slajone.
Slajone means leg. Leg. Wood leg.
The what?
Wood leg.
Do you have a word you can use for an armchair?
Like this one. What would you...
No, I can't do
that. Okay.
No, it's the same type.
Okay. Do you want to get these?
Yeah, now what do you call a bench, like, you know, just a bench that you sit on.
Sasayemu.
How?
Sasayemu.
Mm-hmm. And the ordinary chair, would you call it again?
Kesayemu.
How do you say he was sitting in a chair? How?
Mm-hmm.
He was sitting, that's the
mm-hmm. We had this before, isn't it? Mm-hmm. How would you say many people?
Ipisit Aichiho.
Huh?
Ipisit Aichiho.
Let's
there a word like shai, which means many or much or something like
that? Ilanchihu, yeah.
Ilanchihu.
Do you have, what part of that means much or many?
Sai.
Okay. What is the word for bladder?
Asimun.
Okay. What is the word for soup?
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean?
Soup.
The soup. What's the word for pot?
Pot.
Mm-hmm.
Molom.
This just means soup.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How would you say to scare or frighten? I was scared. We had that already. We have that on. Let's not bother. Mm-hmm. How would you say more or the most? More.
Not here. I.
What does that mean?
Lots.
How do you say I have more?
Not here. I am where.
How would you say I have most? I have the most of anybody.
Climb when I'm where.
Okay. Mm-hmm. How would you say as soon as possible?
Henna cannot hear me.
Would you say again?
Henna cannot hear me.
Well, that's the whole expression. We'll have to get some other one.
Well, we have this. Can you say volunteering?
Anna go away.
Huh?
Anna go away.
What does that mean?
I'm willing.
Can you say something like ta so? What does that mean? Like I decided to go, or I agreed, or something. Ta so.
I don't know that.
All right.
Mm-hmm. How will you say I promise?
Ta hui chia.